The new law requires doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic in case there are complications. Judge William Connolly told attorneys for the state they will have to prove the new law actually protects a woman's health to prevent him from striking it down. Madison attorney Lester Pines represents Planned Parenthood, which is challenging the law. He says physician admission privileges have nothing to do with whether a woman will get care in a hospital after an abortion.
The way that things really work is that outpatient procedures, if they give rise to a need for subsequent hospital care, are handled through the emergency department of a hospital. And emergency doctors are trained to assess and stabilize patients and then get them to the right place in the hospital.
Pines says the law's only purpose is to restrict abortion rights. But Judge Connolly says the law's opponents will have to prove that. Three abortion clinics say they will close because their doctors don't comply with the law, forcing many women to travel farther to get abortions. But Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means says that's not a significant burden.
Anytime you have a regulation, it's going to be less convenient for some people as opposed to others. And what we're saying is that given the state's interest in, you know, protecting the health of people who receive these procedures, that, you know, any additional distance that they might have to go, particularly in the short term, is not something that invalidates the law.
The trial has been scheduled for November 25th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.